we're pursuing a dual track. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation officials who learned on Wednesday, just like other state, county, and regional officials in the Madison area, immediately reached out to officials from Oscar Mayer and Kraft Heinz in particular, and asked what could be done. They talked about at the time as being a corporate decision they looked at from their global standpoint, and told them that they still felt the decision was final. I'm not willing to accept that. I've reached out and asked for a meeting with leadership at Kraft Heinz to see if there's anything else that we could do. As you saw on Wednesday, this was an announcement that affected not only Madison, it affected seven different sites across North America. Our focus is first and foremost, what, if anything, can be done to try and salvage, if not all, to salvage some of those jobs in Madison or the Madison area. At the same time, we fully engaged through the State Department of Workforce Development our efforts to try and make sure that if Kraft Heinz goes forward with that, that we have every tool possible through not only the Department of Workforce Development, but working with the Workforce Investment Board in that region to make sure that we help place people into positions. The only silver lining in this is that if this is to go forward over the next year and a half, the unemployment rate not only statewide is low, but in the Madison, in the Dane County area, it's 2.7%, which is one of the lowest in the country. And so we would actively seek to try and help people find a position if Kraft Heinz goes forward with that. But